Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Wednesday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, and Bill Bush on Early Break. Hope you enjoyed some Big Ten baseball last night, a little NBA playoffs.
How'd you say it like that?
Well, it was on the TV. We had live sports last night.
We did, so I watched
it. We watched it.
I've known Jake for several years now. Would you say the word several?
Uh-oh.
And Jake,
what happened?
Is sports mania. He's a Husker fan. I've been around.
Jake's like, where's this
I've been around Nebraska qualifying for an NCAA basketball. We know he's a Nebraska ball guy at the highest level.
At the highest.
And also, I've been around him when Nebraska has defeated Creighton, which is his biggest victory, even though it's early in the season.
It is.
But I've seen some football, you know, some good high notes for him. Jake Sorensen, mark it down, has never been more excited than he was this morning to see the guy from Michigan State drop that ball.
I had to show Rudy.
He came over like night. He dropped the ball. He dropped the ball. It is incredible. Game's over. He dropped the ball. I've never seen
him. I didn't say it like that.
Yeah, you did. Yes, you did. Rudy.
Make me sound like I'm an idiot.
Didn't sound like an idiot.
I'm not an idiot.
You just kept saying, they also just kept saying, if he catches it, game's over.
Rudy. Did Rudy?
So I'm a moron. It's fine. Yeah,
there was no there was no moron. No. I said it's excited.
I sound like a maroon over here.
No. Maroon was never spoken.
I just Rudy's a baseball guy. I want to make sure he had not seen the play. So we'll get to the play in a second.
Let's
not ruin the idle chit chat with our topic of the first segment.
After that catch is when I cashed it in.
We'll tell you what happened here in a little bit.
The H thing crept up last night. I wanted to stay up for both finishes, and I can't do this. I was tired. and I just said, I'm going to bed.
The baseball game was creeping along.
Creeping.
It was like,
thank
it was,
you.
It was, even with the, we even have a pitch clock, and it was still seemed like it was just.
It does have a pitch clock.
Yes. And it was like, wow, this game seemed like it was in slow motion.
It creeps along. That's baseball, though.
It is.
That's the nature of baseball, and it does. It was a good game, though, and I thought for what it's worth, the broadcast was excellent. I thought, and you, Bill, you, I thought of, because you said just switch back and forth is actually really good. Switching back and forth. I don't know what kind of TV configuration you guys have. Mine was one flip, channel 26 and channel 25.
Mine was set up, but the odd part was that when it went to extra innings, I flipped over. I'm going to catch some basketball. Mm-hmm. There was like 4 minutes left in the game.
And it was pretty decided.
Over. It was pretty much over at that time. Yeah. So the flip wasn't as much fun.
The flip for me was good because I started watching the basketball game in the first quarter. Yeah. So I was flipping back and forth. And Oklahoma City won.
They did.
We'll touch on that later.
Yes.
But you got a final score, though.
114-88.
Oh, God, it got that bad?
The time I made the flip over, it was ugly.
Minnesota was up at halftime.
They were. They were up by like two at halftime.
Four.
Four?
Yes. Yeah, 4-point halftime lead, I believe.
Got outscored by 14 points in the third quarter and just never recovered from that. So okay.
That's sports.
Thunder roll game one, 114-88 over Minnesota.
Okay. Sports?
Yes.
Nebraska wins 5-4.
We'll get to the highlights of that in a second.
In extras.
Yes. That's not idle chit-chat.
That's not idle chit-chat. We're,
what happened yesterday? Anything crazy?
But today's going to be 72 and sunny.
Ooh.
Think about that for a second.
Not liking that.
Oh, Bill.
The best thing I saw last night, I checked the weather up in Creighton, and it was 46, feels like 35. That's what I'm talking about.
That's tonight. Spring. I think that's tonight.
That was last night when I checked.
I know, but I think it
could be tonight, too.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I meant.
That's
I think it's going to be tonight, too.
That's spring. That's what I'm talking about.
That's what you're talking about.
Spring in Bismarck.
That's what I'm talking about. 46 last night. I think 45 tonight. You got to flip on. I always think of Jake, too. I told him I don't like to run my air or my heat. Tonight, going to be 45. Jake's line was, put on a sweatshirt.
I stand by that. Put on a sweatshirt. You don't want to run the heat. You don't have to.
Yeah. I don't know. 45. It doesn't mean the house is going to get it.
Don't open the windows up. Keep the windows
shut. I think you're going to be pretty secure. Yeah, if you keep the house, buttoned up, you'll be just fine.
Yeah, if the windows are down, then you have a problem. Just don't open up the windows today. Simple as that. Or at least after.
And put on a sweatshirt.
Put on a sweatshirt. It's not hard. It's not difficult. I believe in you.
Bill, today it was so light outside coming to the show, I thought I was late.
Don't get me started.
I'm getting started.
I came down early because I got off my path yesterday, so I got back into my early path today. So
what's the early path?
Which means I was leaving my house at 5:12, and it was clearly light out. It was clearly light out at 5:12. And the depression driving in with that was real.
So think about 5:48 on Antelope Valley Parkway. I thought for a second, am I late? Because it is light out. Nope.
I wonder if anybody else in Nebraska gets depressed like Bill in the summertime.
Yeah,
about the light. I've never heard anybody ever bummed about 72
the
and
heat,
sunny. But I'm glad somebody
light,
is. 72 and sunny, people would say, is a perfect condition usually. But Bill does not like 72 and
sunny. I'd like to be in bed at 8:30 and it doesn't get dark till 9:30, Jake. So that really throws me off.
Can we convince you that 72 and sunny is a good thing?
72 and sunny, I can get on board a little bit. Yeah. I'm not going to lose it. I'm not going to lose it.
No, don't lose it. You know your dog,
Sugar.
God, why was I going to say
Sugar
candy?
Does not like this. So I walked her last night. How was she? Oh, cool and crisp.
She liked it.
She would have went forever. But once that barometer hits a certain number, she's done. She won't walk. Literally, she'll go six blocks. That's it.
That's interesting because now she's in for a summer.
Yeah, but she'll chase the ball in the heat.
When
the ball comes out,
she's got to get exercise.
Yeah, she chases the ball. She will do that.
Exercise is important. They need steps just like we do. That's what I think about Bullet.
Did Bullet have a walk yesterday?
Two of them. It was a two walk day yesterday. It's been a good run for Bullet because that Hartley school keeps its gate open now. And it can just turn him loose, close the gate. I don't even have to watch him. He just has a free run.
You put him in the gate of the playground.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He has a free run.
You leave and just let him go.
Well, I stay there with him, but I'm on my phone, and sometimes I'll look up and be like, oh, where is Bullet? Oh, okay, there he is. but because it's gated, he can't get out.
If you lost Bullet, would you call the Hartley principal and say, listen, I've lost my dog. If you
guys, he's somewhere in the playground.
If you could send some administration over. Or you ever get mad, like, hey, you ever call it maintenance? Say, hey, there's a hole over here in the fence.
There's an area where he always looks out on Vine Street, and I think he could whip through there if he really wanted to, but I don't think he could. There's just a few moments where you're like, okay, well, I can't see him. Where is he at? But he's there.
Have they accepted this at this point, saying that's just SIP, he's going to do that?
No, I mean, I do it on non-school hours. So
they still have cameras, right?
Yeah.
They see, hey, there's somebody that brings his dog over here. shuts the gate and lets the dog play around in the playground. Like they see that. They haven't stopped it though.
So no,
they're not bothered by it. Apparently.
There's no reason to stop it.
I just wish we had one last push towards a freeze, because I love seeing the panic that goes into people with plants. Also, they have.
Why do you love to see the panic?
When I look out and I see someone blanketing their garden. It's like, you know, it's getting down to 31 tonight. I'm gonna lose my radishes. And they get out.
They blanket the garden.
I'd love to see one last blanket of the garden, because when that hits the people that affects, it's real, and they don't sleep.
What are they blanketing?
They're checking like 3 a.m. What do we got? It's 33.
They're blanketing flowers.
Flowers, yep. Radishes, kohlrabis, everything.
This is beautiful idle chit chat. This is spring idle. We're still in spring.
This will make Bill happy though. Somebody agrees. This is from the Ozarks. Brandon says, "I'm Team Bill. 54 and cloudy, 365 days a year, please."
It'd be awesome. It'd be awesome. I'd like to see it sometimes. Branch
you like that? Like no
branch, branch up to 40, but then I love snow because I know when I step outside, when Sugar steps outside in fresh snow, it is that's it for her.
That's it for you too.
That Xanadu is the highest level you can possibly get for Sugar when there's snow.
You were happy yesterday then, right?
That was heavy.
Cloud cover.
And that was cool. It was chilly.
Yes, cool. Yes.
Windy.
Chilly, windy, cloud cover. Yes.
That's my dream. I told my Laura the other day, so we've got to look at houses in Bismarck. We just have to consider what would.
How
they
does
be.
She feel about that, Bill?
Not very excited about it. Not really buying into that, because also she despises the cold. She is anything under 70, and she is just under a blanket.
Is that right?
Yeah, under
so
a blanket.
So Bill's dream is her nightmare.
Yes.
Nightmare's probably a little strong, but
that's close.
What about
close.
Fargo?
Fargo would be incredible.
Yeah, I think Fargo would be good. I think you guys would like Fargo.
Blitzkrieg says he wished it rained every single day.
What is going on?
Why do people want this weather?
I don't know.
GBR says it's been raining for 3 days straight in Minnesota. I don't mind.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm like that too, but there's a point where I'm like, okay, I'd like to see a little sunshine. Dry. I need something dry. Today, 72 and sunny. Bam.
We'll get through it.
Nelson Montana says, I like 60 and cloudy from February 1st to September 1st.
Thank you.
There's people that are on the same boat, apparently.
Yeah. There's I don't know what boat Rudy's in, but he's here today. He's in our boat. Rudy's here.
He is here.
And this is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by
Newton's Lawn Care.
Andrew.
Anything else you want to move on?
What else you got?
I had
Idle Chit Chat.
Yeah, I had a meeting yesterday. A couple things were going on, and I was going to find myself up towards the your neck of the woods, Omaha. So I was up there. And then I had time to spend with one of the Husker greats.
Who's that?
Brandon Riley, who I know who you like a lot.
I do. Yeah. White Lightning.
Yes,
Bo called him that.
Yeah, he talked about you yesterday. That he enjoyed his time talking to Steve Sipple.
Our interactions.
Yes. But I was up there when we had lunch, and we had a great time. We laughed about some stuff.
You had lunch with
Brandon Riley.
Yeah,
he's killing.
Where'd you go? Please tell me.
I don't know the name of the place. It's some place. It's a pickleball place right next to what's that place called? Is it Cabela's or Bass Pro? Right by the that's right off in La Vista.
I don't know.
Is it Cabela's or is it Bass Pro?
I don't know.
I don't know which one is. I think it's Bass Pro, but they're only one name now.
Where did you dine though?
Right next to that, there's a pickleball place right next to the Embassy Suites.
Where they have sandwiches.
So it's a sports bar with pickleball. Involved. We did not play any pickleball because I'm going to say I could not score a point against Brandon Riley. Maybe against you. I could score a point. Not against Brandon Riley. I wasn't going to score a point.
Don't sell yourself short.
He's killing for Inspro right now. With
He's working for
insurance. Yeah.
Yes.
Inspro.
Well, he basically runs it. He'll be the next CEO probably within the next 6 months.
I wouldn't surprise me. How about those guys?
This make Bill feel good. He says, "I thought it was a Bass Pro for years, but it is definitely a Cabela's."
Okay.
They thought the same. Confirmed it's a Cabela's. So the confusion is warranted here because people thought the same.
Here's the kicker. Now, I've been in there at least 10 to 12 times, and my nephew works there. He runs the gun department
in the store.
You're still
Bass Pro.
Still did not know if it was Bass Pro or Cabela's. To this day, I have no idea.
And who works there?
It was that Skyler Schindler, my nephew.
Yes, that's where Skyler works?
Where he works at, and he runs the gun department.
That's what Skyler
was at the party.
Yeah, he's a big dude.
Yes.
Those boys are big. You don't want to tussle with them.
Tussle with them.
No, if anything started in that bar, I was gravitating towards Skyler or his brother.
Yes.
His brother's name.
Bo. He's also.
Bo's bigger.
Big human beings.
Yeah, and Bo's a big man. And Skyler is too.
And Shin Daddy's right in the middle of him.
Shin Daddy, yeah. I'd be right by Shin Daddy.
Yes.
Shin Daddy would have a plan. Now, wait a second, though. Oh, I was going to ask. I just want to recap something. So, Brandon Riley, former receiver, last year Jake would be in,
I think 2016 or 15.
He is
and in, under Riley.
He's insurance, and Banderas is running a wedding venue.
Yes.
Josh. Those are two guys played together.
And we discussed Bando also yesterday.
Right.
On what a great job that he's doing with that.
Bando would work. I got to know Bando pretty well with as I did Brandon. I could definitely see Josh working really well with a wedding venue. He's got a great personality.
Yeah.
He does. He's very upbeat.
Every weekend, busy.
That's full. All right.
Every weekend.
I'm saying it's full. It's a good thing. He's doing well. Yeah. As Bill said, every weekend is full at that venue in Palmyra.
It's the real world.
One of my favorite things was probably with Brandon Riley was yesterday. We talked about the mayhem at North Carolina and Belichick and the whole situation. We were talking about coaches because he was in several camps.
Yes,
he was in several. So we talked
Bills foremost.
Yeah, Bills foremost, Detroit, Pittsburgh, and I think Dallas for a little bit. But so we talked about all these places we went through. We're talking about stuff, and I go. I know some people don't want to talk about it. I said, but this Bill Belichick thing
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Close your eyes and imagine what you look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. The process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits. There's no insurance needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/earlybreak. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
A healthy life starts with great sleep. Wake refreshed with Avocado's GOTS certified organic green mattress, delivering breathable, back-loving support. Natural materials from Avocado's own sustainable wool and latex farms, easy financing, a one-year sleep trial, and deep, restorative slumbers. Organic sleep awaits at avocadomattress.com.
The best piece of financial advice I've ever received is to pay yourself first. That's why now with every paycheck I receive, I start by putting a little bit away for those rainy days. Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Acorns is a financial wellness app that makes it easy to start saving and investing for your future. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now, even if all you've got is spare change. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns recommends a diversified portfolio that can help you weather all of the market's ups and downs. Using Acorns, before I knew it, I had a couple $1,000s in a little nest egg account. Sign up now and join the over 14 million all-time customers who have already saved and invested over $25 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/hiddentruecrime or download the Acorns app to get started. Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/hiddentruecrime.
Jordan Hudson's that
her name? Yes, that's her name.
I said, it is intriguing beyond belief to me. I said, it just blows my mind. I love following it. It's like The Inquirer or something. I want to read about it. All of a sudden, last night at 9:30, I get a text from him. Belichick and Jordan engaged. just send me a screenshot of it. That they're engaged.
Are they engaged?
It's weird because she told a couple people, but it's like it hasn't blown up. There's been some posts to blow up, but it's not official. Bill has not confirmed that. Belichick. She's the one who has said it. So it's very confusing. Once again, she speaks the whole time.
It's so intriguing to me.
It really is.
I mean, it's not on the side going like, I don't want to hear about it. I do. I want to hear more.
So there's now they're engaged, but it's not official.
She's saying that they're engaged.
Oh,
he has
she
not
is.
Commented at all.
That's
about
how
it.
That works, is my experience. But the but that's interesting. Well, I mean, congratulations.
Congratulations.
To the young couple, the sort of young couple. One's young and one's not.
I really appreciate Brandon Raleigh sending me the text last night.
Yeah, I do. That is nice of him.
Just a screenshot. Not that.
I think you guys had lunch.
Yeah, it was incredible. He had a burger. He had a burger and sweet potato fries.
But you had.
That's a good meal, right there.
I had the taco salad.
You went with taco salad at a pickleball place.
I get taco salad more than anybody in the country.
Do you really?
That's my lead.
Taco salad.
Taco salad.
What kind of dressing do you put on that?
Whatever they put on it. Somehow I convinced myself. Trying to keep it healthy. It's not. No.
Why would you say
that? It's bathed in
the dressing.
Dressing and stuff. It's just not.
Cheese and sour cream.
It's not. But
it has the word salad attached to it.
It has the word salad, so right away.
It's still not that bad.
Yeah, so it'd be like, I need like a lasagna salad.
You're good.
How about that pizza salad, please? Can I have that?
Taco salad. Yeah, that's something I don't do very often.
Well,
how about twice in my life?
This one was really good, but I prefer it at Big Red Kino because it comes in the taco bowl. This one did not come in a taco bowl.
Because then you get to eat a taco bowl.
Oh, yeah. But the taco bowl is very intriguing to me.
Shell, yeah.
Anytime they bring food in a bowl that you can eat is
incredible. God, you guys.
That's like clam chowder in a bread bowl.
Yeah.
Yep.
But you know what Perkins used to have? Then they ended it. When I was young, I mean like young, 21, 22, when they had the Perkins out by the airport that was operational.
Oh, yeah.
They had a seafood salad in a bread bowl, and I would go there 4 times a week.
Just
at Perkins because the bread bowl
was incredible.
The bread bowl
needs to come back.
Yeah, the bread bowl was soft, and I mean, it was really tasty.
I went to this little bar restaurant in Boston when I was recruiting out there. So, I would always get the clam chowder in a bread bowl.
That was perfect.
Yeah, it was insane.
It's a perfect meal.
Yeah,
I thought I thought that Perkins seafood salad was about as good as it got in life.
Perkins, I've never had anything besides breakfast at Perkins before.
No,
They had burgers and fries.
I knew that. I don't know if anybody actually got that.
Hey, Jake, this is nothing. I'm not foggy on it. I would literally do it 4 times a week. Now, and it was
I was pushing back the fact that people actually get non-breakfast food at Perkins.
Oh, they have non-breakfast.
Yeah.
You can get a burger.
I didn't know that. That was kind of like just, hey, we have it. You'll get pancakes instead, but
they have that Perkins now out on North 48th too.
27th.
My bad. I get those mixed up.
What happens? It's like when I said, "Hey, where's that Mexican restaurant?" And you told me it's right there. You're right next to it. Just look to your right. Just look to your right. I'm looking to my right. There's not there. My bad. We're off. Yeah, we're off 24 blocks. We're off 24 blocks.
No big whoop.
We're on the right side of O Street, and that was it.
That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by Newton's Lawn Care. Sign up for a fertilizer program this month. If your name is drawn on May 29th, 200% of your payment will go to support Cedars on Give to Lincoln Day. Call or text Andrew at 402-440-6297 for your quote. Last night, as we mentioned earlier, Nebraska baseball had to win to keep their season alive. They will play one more game regardless. Now it does matter. Here's what happened.
What a game.
Down 4-3.
In the ninth, down to one out, right?
Two outs. No. They have one out left. And here is what happened with one out to go.
Standing down there. And a drive to right. Pico to his right. Backs up and drops the ball. Here comes the tying run. And this game is alive. And so are the Cornhuskers.
Right fielder drops the ball again. It was hit hard.
Right here.
But if you watch the replay, it is completely in his glove and just squirts out onto the ground. Nebraska baseball gets second life, tied up in the ninth. They don't score him.
Just dropped it.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't a Taylor. I mean, it was sort of a tough. Not really.
It was fully in his glove.
Well, the only thing, and I went directly to Rudy on this. Because I was always an infielder, and Rudy's a baseball guy.
Catcher, right, Rudy?
So I went right to Rudy.
No, DH.
Went right to Rudy on this. When a ball is, it was somewhat of a line drive.
It was.
It wasn't just a rope.
It was not a.
But it was a line drive.
Wasn't a top hard line.
And it was right at you. That one is tough. Tougher.
Listen to you.
It is when the ball hits it directly.
Why do you say that?
If he had to go, first of all, that guy and was it right field? Mm-hmm. He had made some remarkable plays throughout the game. Mm-hmm. He made a couple remarkable plays throughout.
I think in the eighth inning he made a sliding catch.
He did.
Yeah, and so. Anyway, so it's hit right away. But then if you stop and let's just say you were, say you tried out for the Reds, right? So when you tried out for the Reds, if one of the pro scouts hit you that ball and you dropped it, they wouldn't say, "I understand, I get it, it's a tough catch." They'd be like, "Just move over there. Just go over there." It was a routine catch. And the announcer said something I thought was interesting that Rudy brought up too. Why not use two hands?
Right.
It's the last out of the game.
It's the last play of the game.
And he didn't have to really move. He had to move about
a little bit.
1 foot, two feet.
He could have used two hands.
Yeah. And the ball should have been caught, you'd probably catch that, 99 out of 100?
I would think so.
Yeah, 99 out of 100, you catch that
ball. Now, they are a bad defensive team. That was their 87th error of the year. That's a lot of errors.
87.
And then they had a play at first base that was unbelievable where no one covered first base on the bunt. It was just like all of a sudden the Mass first baseman was standing there, and the catcher and then the pitcher has the ball going to throw it to first to get him out. Nobody and he's there. Like, "Oh, my
nobody
bad.
Home.
My bad. No one's there."
That's hey, Bill. I mean,
those haunt you.
I don't want to go into it too deep, but that's situational baseball. You covered a lot of situational football in your life, and just situation. This is a situation. I saw you do it one time in the end zone. This is live. You were going crazy. It was unbelievable. I was freaked out. I needed it. It was like coffee to me. I was like, "Oh, I needed this."
That was your jolt.
Yeah, it was a joy. Like, this is live. But I played baseball at a very high level.
Yes,
those bunt situations, you work on them all the time.
All the time.
Because there's different situations.
There was
down third, down first, bump back the pitcher.
Yeah.
You got to cover different bags.
Chance for the coaches got together afterwards goes, "Have we worked on a bunt that is between
20,
that somewhere is down the first baseline, somewhere between? No, 1,000 times, and they completely botched it."
Yeah, that happens.
Yeah, just completely botched it.
But anyway, Nebraska advances now. Now they'll play Oregon. I'm sorry.
They do not score again tonight. They go to extra innings.
Extras.
And this is how it ended, bottom of the 10th.
Thank you.
Career against Bullen, who lines it up the middle. That's a base hit. Sokolov to it. His throw to the plate.
RBI single for Robbie Bullen. Yeah, as you heard, Nebraska's game against Oregon now will matter on Friday at 6 p.m. If they win, they go on to the bracket of four.
Not easy, because they'll face Oregon's ace. Oregon's going to hold their ace, so they have to face back-to-back aces. That guy's name yesterday was Joseph.
Joseph something.
It's hard to pronounce, like Werza or something that starts with a D. But anyway, he was good. He was good.
His last pitch of the game, it was a two-run. So it was 4-3. Case Anderson hit a two-run single, I believe.
Correct.
That made it 4-3, exactly, and that's what gave Nebraska some life.
And that was close, too, but except for what was on the line. It was a Bill Buckner moment that you just for that young man.
I feel bad for him.
It never goes away. It never goes away.
No.
The bus ride home this morning, all of a sudden, his eyes opened. And it was like, man,
go away.
Yeah, it is not one that just. And now that's 8 versus 12 in pool play, so it's not going to garner a lot of attention across the country.
No,
Like it wasn't like Buckner, the ball goes between his legs.
No, but it's a moment.
It's a moment, and I did. My first thought was, I go, that poor guy.
Yeah, me too.
I did. I go, that is a horrific feeling to have that happen to.
Listen,
you.
I don't like to personalize these things, but every time I go to Fremont, I think about it. I airmailed a ground ball with two outs in the ninth, bases loaded against Fremont, playing second base, routine grounder, game over, airmailed it to the first baseman. Steve Saxed it. I'll never forget as long as I live. Every time I go by that field, I'm like, oh, God. And I'm 58.
There's losses I have in college football that I still think about almost daily.
That's why you want it to be cloudy.
It's depressive.
I just love, there's nothing but...
I always told cold in the clouds.
Laura, put on Simon and Garfunkel again.
Hello, darkness.
Darkness, my old friend.
On a loop, please.
On a loop. And I prefer to have the live version from Central Park. Yes. It's incredible.
Did you like that one?
Oh, yes.
Do you remember that concert? Better Times.
Better Times.
Remember it was live on TV?
We played that for Bill's Thrills before.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, do you remember watching on live TV?
I don't know if I remember live.
It was live.
But I've watched. There's 300,000 people there?
Yeah. Jake, it was live. It's a huge deal.
Jake, watch that. It's incredible. So it's like in the 70s, 700,000 people there.
Are you losing your patience?
No, I think that we had that for a Bills Thrills.
We did.
It was fantastic.
Not sure why Jake yelled at me because I just said he was excited. This is the most excited I've ever seen because he was excited this morning. And I thought
it was the representation of myself. I sound like an idiot.
I was Bill.
that's why I was a fan of that.
Your heart rate was up, Jake.
It was up. I was recording the audio from the club.
Heart rate was up.
Rudy had not seen it, though. If Rudy had seen it, I wouldn't have been probably as excited. But I said, Rudy, you're a baseball guy. Watch this.
Place it
Playing this to me.
If you play at Wesleyan, is Nebraska your rival?
No.
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 He's shaking his head.
And then Jake looked at me and goes, have you seen this? I'm like, yeah, I saw
sometimes
it last night.
Don't, you know.
I was watching the game. That's and right off the heel.
Got good for Nebraska, club.
Yeah.
Well, it's good for Omaha because if Nebraska loses the game, yeah, they're playing against Oregon, but are there fans showing up for a game that means nothing?
No.
They win the game. Hey, no. Congrats, season's over. Now, Friday night.
It's on.
Might be a good-sized crowd in Omaha for Nebraska, Oregon.
Well, I think there
Omaha's
be.
Very thankful for last night.
Can I hit on one more thing, Jake? Please. Before we're out of time.
No. Go ahead.
Can I just please talk about this? It's like, okay, Big Ten, be better. Stop
what? What's wrong?
With this pool play crap. The SEC did double elimination. Guess how many teams they took? All of them. 16 teams got to go. Guess what? If you're a top four seed, double bye. Takes 3 games to win it. If you're the next four, you have a bye. Takes 4 games to win it.
Okay.
Everybody, everybody else is alive. Wisconsin doesn't play baseball, right?
Right.
No, they don't.
So, one team doesn't make it instead of having 4 teams, or whatever it is, 6 teams didn't make it here, right?
Five
didn't make it.
Right.
Just look at the brackets. I got it. Thing of beauty. It's real simple.
It's hard to defend this bracket.
It's just a double elimination. You don't have to have teams sitting around waiting, and their season is over. It's like Michigan State's over. They're going to wait probably 2 days. They're going to play with him.
Tomorrow.
They're playing Thursday.
Yeah, they play tomorrow.
Just imagine right now. What are we doing here? Why are we still here?
I know.
Single elimination.
Their season is over.
16 round, double buys. It's set up. It's a thing of beauty. And guess what? Not that hard. If they just gave it out and said, okay, would you three guys look at this real quick? So which one would you rather do? Would you rather do the pool play? And if you lose, then you're basically out. You can't advance.
No, I get you.
No, this makes
just
no sense.
Just want to know
sense.
How long the situation took to even come to this decision. Like,
it's
how,
almost like
how many
we're
people
gonna,
decided this?
This is almost like we're just going to do it different. We're just going to do it different.
I don't know. I've told you guys that there's various situations in your life. You got to hear the other side. There might be some good reason for this. I doubt it, but you never know. We could have the tournament director sitting in this chair. He might lay it out. He might lay it out, and you guys might say, okay,
I think you
now
have to have elite teams like the SEC does, has more teams, where the extra game against somebody else might help you potentially get an at-large to the tournament.
I'd just like to hear the tournament director speak.
Yes.
And lay it out why, what the decision
Would you listen
was.
Or would you just criticize the
No,
whole
I would listen, 100% listen. You have to.
I would listen with it, but the person would have to understand it better be good.
Yeah.
Because that gives
me I'm with you.
You're getting attacked here.
Don't
by
go
everybody.
Don't go with one else. And, oh, it's very crystal clear why you want to do this. Mm. And be like, no.
Really?
No.
Make it crystal clear for me.
Yeah. What you're suggesting is you'd be skeptical entering into this conversation. I would be too.
Yeah,
I'd want to hear it.
Yeah. I've been, someone has changed my mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. Someone like that. Also, it's like, have a hard time, though, when it's like not across the board because nobody else is doing this, I don't think.
I'd like to have Bill have his bracket say, his SEC is doing this
really weird
better.
Thing.
Also, look at 5 games max.
And what they talk about, protect the top 4 teams, right? So the top 4 teams, what's it take to win it in
SEC?
In the Big Ten. It takes 4 games,
4 games,
right?
Yep.
Top 4 teams takes 3 games to win it. So it's even less on the wear and tear on your arms.
Just a huge L.
Yeah. So it just that again doesn't add up.
Huskers though win 5-4. They'll play Oregon on Friday for a chance to advance to the semis of the tournament. When we come back, special guest Phil Ruhlman in studio next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.